The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, or you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Today we listen to the speech of Hujjatul Islam Salim Yusuf Ali.
I want to give you some examples today, some practical examples, just to show some of the aspects of modernity and how we need to be careful when we're dealing with them. So where am I going to start? I'm going to start with the birth of a child. Such an important occasion, such a monumental occasion in the life of parents. What happens when a child is born? We know that the child is connected to the mother with an umbilical cord. And that umbilical cord is very significant. This is the source of risk for that child when the child is in the womb. And we know that when the child is born, that cord is clamped so that the child can now be separated from the mother. And those of you who have had experience in this, you can ask yourselves that when is the cord clamped? It's interesting that historically the cord was not clamped right away. The child came out, it was connected to the mother. They didn't rush into clamping the cord and yanking the child away from the mother. But they gave the child some time, minute, 2 minutes, a few minutes, right? And then they clamped the cord. It was only in the 1960s when they started to clamp the cord earlier. And it's interesting that in just recently, like in, you know, just if you look at the later medical advice in recent times, they're saying that actually we're making a mistake. Why are we rushing into this separating the child from the mother? And if you go back into the traditions of the Ahlul Bayt, we have a hadith from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, where he says that when your child is born, you should recite the adhan in the right ear and you should recite the iqama in the left ear. And then you should clamp the cord, not before. Maybe the Imam alayhi salam is teaching us that look at, don't be in such a rush to separate your baby from the mother. Now, you might say that, okay, well, that's something which is one thing, but let's go on. Okay, the child is born. Now, when it comes to the issue of the child being nursed by the mother or not, okay, you know that this issue is a touchy issue, and I don't mean to like highlight anybody in particular. Right? May Allah reward all those mothers who do so much for their children. And maybe for some mothers, right, they have very good reasons for why they do what they do, and they know best. But at the same time, it's important for us to look at it from the paradigm of what is this society pushing us towards. We know that that model of the mother who is supposed to get back to work as soon as possible, to be on the go, to be the career person, even though she has a young child and maybe even though she's nursing, it yields a type of mismatch. Where here on one hand, the child needs to be nursed, and the other hand, the mother can't be there to nurse. So what happens sometimes is that instead of the mother nursing, after a certain amount of time, maybe a few months, maybe a few weeks, maybe a year, the child is now given a bottle and said, here you go. Now, brothers and sisters, think about it. In the womb, the child is hearing this sound constantly. There's never silence in the womb when the child is in the womb. There's always this sound. And the sound is the beating of the heart of his mother or her mother. Imagine that's the only thing you're hearing. And now suddenly, after 9 months of hearing, or let's say when the soul enters the body, let's say 5 months of hearing the same sound, day and night, 24 hours, now you're separated from that sound. For all that time, the baby is curled up in a certain position, very tight, very like closed like this. And now it's taken away from that. That's something which is a shock to the system. And here Allah created this natural way for the child to be able to at least hear the same sound again, at least be in the same position again, at least feel that same comfort and be reminded of that origin of where it came from. It's such a beautiful construct. And in our hadith, we're told that this is highly recommended. The Quran speaks about it. It says that fi amin, that it's for 2 years. Yeah, it's not wajib. But it's so highly recommended that they say that if for some reason the mother can't do it, then find somebody else to be able to nurse. But what does sometimes this modern society tell us to do? It says that go give the child a bottle. And now what happens? That child who is going to be connected to the mother for 2 years, multiple times a day, now the child says that, well, I can walk away from my mother. And you see that perhaps there's a message being given here, that you be your own person. Go and be an individual. It's okay, you can separate from me. When a baby cries, sometimes the parenting advice is given that you need to teach your child to self-soothe. Let them figure out how to deal with their crying on their own. Let them cry it out. Now again, I don't mean to point fingers here or to say that if somebody did this approach that they're bad or they're wrong. All I'm doing is saying that let's look at it from a paradigm perspective. When a child is young, sometimes the parents will go and use the cry it out method. They take that baby and they put it in the cradle and they go away and they say, you figure it out on your own. And the child will cry and cry and cry until they get so tired they don't have any energy to go on anymore. And out of pure exhaustion, they will fall asleep. What is the paradigm that's being conveyed here, brothers and sisters? It's a paradigm that when you have problems, when you have legitimate needs, the one you have to turn to is yourself. At that time of need, your parents are not there for you. Is this a correct paradigm? I want to quote to you a very, very interesting hadith from the Ahlul Bayt. Inshallah, you can help me with the salawat ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. We have a hadith from our Prophet where he says that when you promise something to your children, fulfill your promise. Why? Okay. This is very important. Paradigm. What is the Islamic paradigm? For they perceive you as being the source of their rizq. Meaning what? Meaning that the Prophet knows better than us that Allah is the source of rizq, right? Allah is إِنَّ اللَّهُ هُوَ الرَّزَّاقُ الْمَتِينَ. Allah is the one who is the razik and the razak. He's the one who gives us provision. But what does he say? He says that when your child is young, that your child sees you as being the razik. Meaning that you are a representative and an agent of your Lord when it comes to your child. Meaning what? Meaning that when your child is in need, you're supposed to be teaching that child that when you're in need, your Lord is always there for you. Ud'uni astajib lakum. Wa idha sa'alaka 'ibadi anni fa inni qareeb. Allah says in the Quran that you call upon me, I'm there to answer you. When somebody asks you about me, then tell them inni qareeb, I am near. How does a child learn this? They learn this through the actions of their parents. When they're there for their child at times of need, they're emotionally there for them. But sometimes again, these paradigms, they push us away from being connected to the people who actually need us and we need them. I'll give you another example. From a very young age, there's been a complete paradigm shift in our society when before the children were played with by their parents. Child is a child. They want to play, they want to have fun, they want to run around and do other things, right? And the happiest moments that they have is when they're playing. But what's happening in recent years, the parents sometimes are too busy with their own lives, or they're too occupied with something else, or they just can't bother to get down and to be like that child and play with them. So what do? They say that I have found the solution for all my problems, and now my parenting is going to be a breeze. What am I going to do? I'm going to give that child a device. What is the message that we're sending to our children? That I'm not there for you when you need me to be there. In your times of sadness and distress or your times of joy, you're on your own. You figured out yourself. No. You know, sometimes even we ignore medical advice. What are the medical industry tells us? That you should never give a screen to a child who is less than 2 years old. It can mess up with their brain. Right? But sometimes you see that, oh no, this is good, because when they watch like this video of whatever, sometimes it's even like a nasheed video. It's like, okay, it's Islamic. Let them watch the nasheed video. They're going to calm down. What's going to happen to them? Right? We don't even know the effects of some of these things long term, how it messes up with their brain.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karimun Adi Alimun Hali Hakimun Mati. Muhammad, ya mu'minin, sallu alayhi.